because of the halacha kol pachas megimul karis michtadam. So then he says, really nire, di neimelovud, that ain't a name that the rabbanon have referenced the case where from the mokim dalet after the karka there is less than shleish. So, but then the question is, so why do we have to resort to gudachi? So he says, we have to resort to gudachi. Vilini redi neimelovud in gevi shalamu dasoro eloshivo mashu veine rishus ayorani. Did he want to do the hashminon? Kila karkeile ad mokin dalet al dalet. Vinim so shatam imayit gave him who poches mashu. Vichim pierce as rashes, the pin rashes ali, that it is in Mishkin. Vahoche gabramut al dokle frushena. So he says in the name of Tesvis, that in Ochname, the Rabbonon, when they say Vigesh because of Shalei Gimu, so it means because of Shalei Gimu. That Amy Mokim Dalet al Dalet Shleisha at Kakos. So why do we have to resort to Lavut? Because without Aloha of Lavut, so then I could say Karis Michdamye. So what's the Pshat Karis Michdamye? If the Karka goes up. If the Karka goes up, so we start the 10 Tvochim from the upper level. Not from the lower level. Now, when we learned the sugi of Kaveres, we saw that according to the Ramban, so that is the machlekes between Rav and Ravashi, because Kofal Pio, Shivo Machzo is Potter, and Ravashi says, I feel Shivo Machzo is Chai. So according to all the other Rishenim, so this Gemore is applying the Lovut of Nechitzis. But according to the Ramban, no. By Kaelin, everybody agrees that we don't apply the Aloche of Lovut of Nechitzis. But it's the Aloche of Lovut of Kiares Michte Damye. So Mimele, according to Roveve, so when Shivo Mechzo, when the Kaveres, that is Shivo Mechzo, reaches Poches Migimul Tvochim from the Karke, so then it's considered as noch. Then it's considered as noch and mimele. So it's lemailo maso. And Ravashi says mechitzes lisech nasuyes, because the pshat in kares michta damye is as if there had been a bump on the karke. As if the karke. So mimele we start the yutvochim of the rishus rabim. We start recognizing it from the elevation. From the elevation. So in other words, so this question, this Chidushi Aran, that Aran says that the name Lovud in Gibish Lamud Asoro Lashivo Mashu, Vein Rishus Ayochit, did in Lovud do the Hashvinon Kila Akarke Elad Mokim Dalet al Dalet, Vinim Tosha Atomimayit Gave, Gimu Pochis Mashu. So Mimele, we have to resort to the Aloch of Gedachis. So that, in other words, the shita of the Rani is that as far as the aloha of Lovud of Kares Michta Damye is concerned, so Mimele we have to consider the Yutvochim. We have to consider it from the elevated level, not from the level of the Kark.
Im einem Kshure is afal pishim kofe is emital kum izulez.
Pshite. So what kind of a chidesh is it? That is mitalter. So the Gemara, so Tesis explains it. Hashte salko daito de mayre she shtei asvineis. Shalo de mecht. So memele we don't have to resort to any rove chatzeres. Ulohe porich pshite. So if Kshure is, and they belong to the same person, So there is no need for an Eruv HaTeres. So why should it be Osa? So according to this Halkadaitor of the Gemara, so why is it that if it's not Kshureis, it's Osa? So if it's not Kshureis, it's Osa because of Xere. Shemo Yipel Achivet Lamayim Metaltel Mishayochin Lekarmeles. Vios Lasuye, Afak Avdur Gabibis Batim. Loigazin Numas Lasuye, Hoche Bismines, Loikviye, Ikelamigzatvei. Dilvo, no filomos. So the Gemara says, Kashi is Pshite, Omarove, Loinitzrechel, Hatia, Beitish, Ebineyen. That the Mishne deals with the case where between the two outside Sfinis that are tied to each other, there is a little Sfino between. And the little Sfino is not tied to these Sfinis. The two outside Sfinis are tied. But in between these two Sfinis, so there is a Sfino, a small Sfino that is not tied. So that's the Chiddush. L'nitzchach ha-mitalt masnis el talk mizu lezu derech b'tzitzano shebin shtei agdeilis ve'af al pi shein ekshuro niteres al dikshir ha-shtayim ha-chitzeinis v'lo yichashinon dilmo mishtaklem b'naye. Maybe that will be taken out, this little Sfino between the two big Sfinais, become a talkal derech avekamales. So you're not chashish for that. Omalei, that's the Chiddush. As long as the two outside Sfinis are Kshureis, even though there is a little Sfino in between them that is not Kosher, so we are allowed to be Mitaltel from one Sfino to the other Sfino. Omalei Rav Safre, Meishe Shapek Amret, Mitaltel Mizu Lezutna. So, in other words, so it's mashma that the Mishnah does not have reference to a case where there is an intervening small Sfino. Elo Marav Safre, Loi Nitzricho El Arev Oli Taltel Mizulazu. Uchiditai, Svinois Kshurei Zu Bezu, Mi Arvin U Mitaltelim Mizulazu. So if the two Svinois, in other words, when they belong to different owners, so Mimele, we have to have an Eruv HaTeres, so since the Karmelis is mafsik, so that is mivatil deirev. But if the Svinis are kshuris eleze, so then deirev is kayo. So Svinis kshuris ubezu, me'avim mitalt mizulezu. Nifsiku, and since there is the yam, that is mafsik, is nesru, so deirev is born. Chosru v'nikshiru, even though the making of the kesher on Shabbos involves an avere, so the halacha is that when you have two svinas that belong to different owners, so then you require an eruv chatzeres. So mimele, if they are not kshures abezu, so on account of the intervening karmelis that is mafsik, so that is mevatel there. Hashminon, vasnisen da filu shtei asvinas l'shnei yoda shetzrich el arev me'avim metalpel. Nipsiku botlaira vintishin is for this. Shigigin, Shiga Shabbos, Shigas Melochas, Mutim Isaski, Rachel, Keshri, Mikshaze. So, Cholat, Vechei Machzolo is a Prusis. Meavinu Metaltel Mizulezu, Niglalu, Nesu. Chosru Vinifrisu, Ben Bishigim, Mimazin, Ben Anusim, Ben Mutim, Chosru Later and Origin. Chosru Later and Origin, Shekol Mechitze, Shenasa Bishabes. Even though the Mechitze was made by Isa, Ben Bishegik, Ben Memezit, Shmo Mechitzin. So, Eini Vom, Rav Nachman, Loishonu, Loishonu El Lizrik, Avol Italtel, Osea. So we see that if the Mechitze was done by Yisea, so then, Midrash, it's a good Mechitze, but Midrabonon, it's not a good Mechitze if it was done by Yisea. So ki itmar de Rav Nachman amazit itmar. When do we say that mit Rabbono? It's not a good mechitze if he made a kesher, or he made the eyal, it be ser mit amazit. But if it was done b'sheigeik, so if mit Rabbono it's a good mechitze. Lo yishon ishmi mechitze al lizrik l'chai v'azirim tichol ishis rabbim ulaf, lefach. אבל תלתליס ותלתלת בשיח חוסם דבריהם המזית איתמה ומשום כנוסה ודקטון המסניס חוזרו לתירון הראשם השגים והנוסים והמוטים כהה וחיק אותו למזידים
שמו מחיצה כהן, וליצריק רב נחמן, דת מדרייסה, יציגות מחיצה. So even if the מחיצה was done במזית, so it's still מדרייסה גוד מחיצה, so ממילא יצר שזה יוחיצה, if somebody's here, from which is a rabbi into that place, so it's higher, but מדרבולון, it's not a good מחיצה, if it was done בישה במזית. אומר שמואל, ואפילו קשורי איז בחוט עשר. נדויס, this הלוכי, that if you have two ספינס, that belong to different owners, so if they are קשורי, so you have to make an ערוב חצירס. So if they are קשורי, so even though there is the ים, so then the ערב is effective, as long as they are קשורי. So even if they are tied, with the string, with the ribbon, בחוט עשר, with the cloak ribbon. So, אפילו, even if the ספינה is a kosher בחוט עשר, היי חדום, איד יוכל עמידון, in other words, that it's stable and it holds, so what difference does it make? Well, how it's kosher? פשיט, איד אין יוכל עמידון. Now, since the camelus is mafsik, so that is מבטל, the Erev Ruv HaTzires. But if they are kosher and mechuba to each other, so then the Erev is not bottled. But if it is kosher in a loose way, that it's likely to become loosened, so mainly it's not kosher. So why is the Erev good? Yidin yochla amido amai. So the Gemara says, Le'ilom di yochel amidon Udi Shmuel Ushmuel afu kemen nafshiko se Ditnan Koshro bidovo hamamido Meivilo tume Bidovo sheim amido In meivilo tume Viyom ha-Shmuel Vushekshuro bishalshale shal barzel Shalshale shal barzel Vingen tume hu dichsiv Bichol al cheref Cheref al ikholo Hey, aber in Shabbos, given the Yochel Amido, a filo b'chud asar. So we have here Rashi's Girse and Teisus Girse. Now, let's see Rashi. L'amido shol yispadu, l'afuke min nafshi, mimil sedoma b'alme, dibinon shal shol v'shal shal sholo yishal barza. So Shmuel says, in connection with Tume, that the kesher has to be dafke Shall show you Shabbaza. So Vashminon Hochet Libinon Kios. So what does Shmuel say it? Koshro Bidovo Hamamido, Mavilatum. Bidovo Hamamido, Mavilatum. Imhoyo Reishi Echot Kosho Beel Ames. Mavi Tumo Likalim Shebisvino. Ulisvino Atzmo. Kiginsvina Sayardi. Shemkabele Stume. Kidamrino. ויום השמואל ושה כושרו בשלשלה של ברזל היי כושרו בדובר הממידו שלשלה של ברזל כדמפור שתיים בבוזל תלימה כושרו בדובר שרגילים להמידו בי דהיינה שלשלס מי ויתומו שמתאמה אס הסבינו לי איס אב התומו והסבינו אס הכילי שבשיחו דחרב הרי וכחולו ויחווה אבי אביס Now this aloche of Cherev Arik Cholo. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet, the fundamental machlekes. According to the Raivet, the whole aloche of Cherev Arik Cholo applies only to Cherev. What does Cherev mean? It doesn't have to be dafke Cherev. Matres, kli matres, metal. But any other kele, not metal, not matres, so we don't say the din, we don't apply the din of Cherev Kechol. Cherev Kechol means, now, a mess is an avi avi satumi. And if somebody touches a mess, let's say an odom, or a kele, so then the odom or the kele that touches the mess becomes an avatum. So the aloch is Cherev Kechol if the cherev that touched the mess, a klimatres, that touch the mess, so if a person will touch with that cherev, with that klimatres, so that klimatres
is an avi aveis. So mele, the odom who touches that cherev, that klimatres, becomes an av. Or suppose a klimatres will touch a person who came in contact with the mess. The person who came in contact with the mess is an avatomy. So mele, if a klimatres will touch that odom, so will also become an avatomy. So according to the Raivet, the whole aloche of cherev arei kocholol applies only to matres. According to the Rambam, the aloche of cherev arei kocholol applies to all klishetev. Not to klicheres, of course, but to all klishetev. That means, let's say, even kliyets, anything, any kele that can have tare in the mikveh. Klicheres does not have tare in the mikveh. If a klicheres became tomei, so there is no takon. But other kelim are called klishetev because they can become toya, just as an odom can become toya by immersion in the mikveh. So according to the Rambam, the aloha of cherev arei kocholol applies to all klishetev. Now, here we are dealing. Rashi says here, v'hu shikoshro. So he says, v'dovo she'ini mamido kelim asheni rogel hamido. Now here Rashi says, in other words, suppose it'll be a ribbon. It's beged, so that not gabitum. So it has to be shalshele shel barzel. Now, according to the Rambam Shite, so cherev arei kocholol applies to all klishatev. All klishatev. So a ribbon, that's a beged. So that's the aloha of cherev arei kocholol should apply to it too. So in other words, so we have to say that Rashi does not agree with the Shite Saramba. And the Rashi agrees with the Shite Saravet. That cherev arei kocholol applies only to matres. So only when it's shal shal barzel matres. But let's say if it is a beged, if it's kosher with the beged, so then even if it will be very stable, so then we don't say cherev arei kocholol. Now then something else. The aloche of cherev arei kocholol implies that the klimatres, the touches, the mess, that the klimatres, the touches, the mess, has the same tumah as the mess. The mess is an avi aveis, so the klimatres, the touches, the mess, is also an avi aveis. If a klimatres touches an odom who touched the mess, so the odom who touched the mess is an av, so the klimatres that touches the odom is also an av. But here, Rashi doesn't apply Shmuel's din to a case where the shalsheles shel barzel touches the mess. He says, "Imoyo reishi echot kosho beilames." So, in other words, so one end of the chain touched the eil, not the mess himself, not the mess itself. So, in other words, so how did the shalsheles become an avi aveis atumah? The answer is because just as the mess is an avi aveis atumah, so there is a halacha in oles that the eil itself also has the same status of an avi aveis atumah. The Mishnah in oles, I think it's Perikei, I don't know, Perikzayimi. So in other words, the eil itself, the Torah says that we have to be mazeh al eil. So that means, so the Mishnah Noah says, that's only if the eil is an eil of pishta. So then the eil ames itself is mitam, is tame, and it has a tume of navi aveis. It has a tume of navi aveis, the eil itself. Only if the eil consists of pishta. But if the eil consists, let's say, of wood, not of pishta, so then it's not mitam. It's not mitame. So that is b'midvar mamurim if the eil is mechuber. So if it's made of pishton, if the tent where the mess was is made of pishton, so even though the tent is mechuber to the karke, and generally mechuber is not mekabel tume, but here there is a special zersakosuf that the eel of pishton, the eel a mess of pishton is tume, and it requires azoy. The Torah says it requires azoy. Mashenkin, if the eel that is mechuber is of any material other than pishton, so then it's not tome. But suppose the eel is tolush, so then it doesn't matter of what material it is, so it is still tome. Now what kind of itume is it? Is it itume? Is it itume of a via veis the eel, or is it itume of an av? So the Mishnah always says that the tzad apnimi has itume of a via veis, and the tzad achitzen has itume of an avatome. Let's say this is the eel. This is my lalames. So, in other words, this side, that's the sadapnim, that is rei the mess. So this has a din of an aviaves. So in other words, if someone will touch, if a person will touch the sadapnimi of the eel, so it will become an avatome. It will be tome zayin. But the sadachitzen, that's the aloch. The tzadachitzen is not ismore, that's the aloch. The tzadachitzen, in other words, we treat the tzad, the Mishnah says that we consider the tzadapnim and the tzadachitzen as two separate kelim. So the tzadapnimi has the status of an avia veis, and if somebody will touch the tzadapnimi, he'll be tomei 7 days. But if somebody will touch the tzadachitzen, he'll be tomei only to maserev. Because the tzadachitzen is an avatume, so mele if he touches it, he becomes a rishon. So he's only tome to masarev. So Rashi says, "Imoyoroi sheyachot kosho beil ames." In other words, and it is in contact with the tzadapnimi of the eyal. So mele tzadapnimi of the eyal is an avia veis. So if it's an avia veis, so mele. So the chain itself that is a mattress becomes an avia veis. Mimele the svino becomes an av, and then the kelim shebiseicho, they are in contact with the svino, so they become a rish. Now there is a very remarkable expression. Here he says, Bidobo sheini mamido, kleima sheini rogi lahamidbo, keimide de lav matres, eimei vilo tume, dilu svino lo imitame machmase isikli, lieis avatume, elo rishin litume. So, why does he say, kleima sheini rogi lahamidbo, keimide de lav matres, eimei vilo tume? What is Rashi Shite? Is Rashi Shite like the Rambam? Is Rashi Shite like the Raived? That the aloche of Cherev HaLikhol applies only to matres. So why does Rashi have to say, Bidova Shein Mamido Kleima Shein Rogi Lahamid Bo, Kei Midi Lav Matres. Midi lav matres, so the din of Cherev HaLikhol doesn't apply. Not because it's in Rogel Hamidbo. Why does Rashi say, because in Rogel Hamidbo, because it's not the derech to use. This is not Rogel in Ishtamshes. Only a matres, a chain, is used for that purpose, in tying, let's say, the eyal to the svino. In tying the eyal to the svino. But suppose it's not matres. Suppose it's not matres, and still, but it is used. But we don't apply the law of Cherev HaLikhol. If Rashi Shite is like the Raavad, and if so, then we can say that Rashi Shite is not like the Raavad, not the way we said before. So. So the Rashi Shite is not like the Raavad. The Rashi Shite is like the Rambam.
that the aloche of cherav alikocholol is not limited only to the matres. It applies to all klishetev. So even, let's say, a ribbon is a ribbon, so it's also, we should also apply the aloche of cherav alikocholol. So then the question arises, this is what I asked before. So why do we say v'hushe kshuro b'shalshal is a barzel? So not only kshuro b'shalshal is a barzel, even if it's kshuro with a ribbon, it's kshuro is a ribbon. So what does Rashi say? Ikalei mashin rogel hamidro ki mide delav matres ei mevelotume diilu svinu lemitam machlidei kuta. So he says, so maybe, but then there is a big chiddush in Rashi. That Rashi shite, on the contrary, is like the shite Zaramba. That cherav arei kocholol applies to all klishet. So there is no distinction between matres and something else. But the reason is why we don't apply the aloche of cherav arei kocholol. Of cherav arei kocholol is because since it's not rogil for that tashmish, so the aloche of cherav arei kocholol doesn't apply. But that's a big chiddush. I mean, where is it mentioned? Kelei ma'asheni rogil hamidbo, kei mided elav matres, ei mevi lotume. So the reason is why. So why by mided elav matres we don't apply the din of cherav kocholol? Because it's in a rogel hamidbo. And suppose it would be rogel hamidbo, so then we would apply. So that can only be explained according to the Shittas Rambam, that the aloch of cherav kocholol applies to all klishatev. So even if it is echut asarvel, so the aloch of cherav kocholol should apply. But the reason is why it doesn't apply is because it's not used for this tashmish. In other words, we say cherav arei kocholol only in the keila, let's say even if it's a matres, but only if it is used for that keila, let's say a cherav, a sword. So the sword, it's used, it comes in contact, I mean that's one of the uses, unfortunately, of the cherav, that I mean it's used in shlichus domin. So any keila that comes in contact with the mess in the course of the use of that keile, so then we apply the aloha of cherav kocholol. That's a big chiddush, but that's how it's mashma from Rashi. On the contrary, you see, before I said that we have to say in Rashi that Rashi agrees with the shittas arayve. So if Rashi didn't say this, so then we have to say that. But since Rashi says bidova shene mamido kelim ashene rogel hamid bo kelim midel av matres, so he emphasizes the fact that midel av matres echut asarvel is not rogel hamidbo. Otherwise, if it would be rogel hamidbo, so he would apply. That could only be true according to the shittes Rambam. Now that's a big chiddush. I don't know of such a din being mentioned in any of the Mishnayos and all this, but from this Rashi, it's mashma like that. Now, so it could be, I mean, what should be this for it? So the reason could be, now we find certain aloches in the Ramban, that are explained on the basis of the fact that it has to be dumyed the posuk b'chalal cherev. So cherev harei kochol. Does anyone have a chumash here? V'chol asher yigal pnei asode b'chalal cherev uvimeitz uvietzem odom uvikover yit moshivasyon. So we see from Rishenim, from the Ramban and Chumash, and this posik, so that the halacha of cherav arei kocholol applies only to certain situations. The way it's mentioned in this posik, because it's a chiddush, so mimele it is limited by this situation of this posik. Now, the Shittas HaRambam is in Tumas Mes. It's a very strange Shittas. Now, a Mes is mitame in three ways. Bimage, bimase,
Obeya.
Bimagi means if somebody touches emes. If somebody touches emes. Masi means if somebody carries kazayis from emes. That's masi. And weyel, in other words, weyel can consist, either manifest itself, either when someone is mayel on the emes, or if the eyal is mayel and emes and something else. The same eyal. So that's also it. So memele, one would be disposed to take it for granted that since there is a halacha of cherev arik cholol, that the cherev, the sword or a mattress that touch the mess has the same tumeh as the mess, it's an avi avisa tumeh, so that a person or a kele who touches that sword becomes an avatumeh, that it should apply to every tumeh of a mess. Just as a mess himself is mitame in three ways, through mage, through maseh, through eyal, so the cherev arik cholol should be capable of being mitame through mage, through maseh, through eyal. So still the Rambam says, the shittas of Rambam is that the whole aloche of cherev arik cholol, we only apply it in regard to tumas mage, but we do not apply it in regard to tumas maseh. Or to Tumasir. In other words, if his sword touched, came in contact with the mess, and then a person would come in contact with the sword, so then the person becomes an avatume, as if he came in contact with the mess himself. But suppose the sword was in contact with the mess. The sword was in contact with the mess, and then a person, so did not touch that sword, but he had a number of things. He had boards on his shoulders, and then on top of the boards, on certain beams, he put that cherev that was in contact with the mess. So he didn't touch the cherev; he was nasi the cherev. So the Rambam says, in such a case, he doesn't become an avatum. In other words, the whole halacha of cherev arik cholol applies only in respect to tumas mage, but in respect to tumas masi and in respect to tumas eyal, not. Or, let's say, suppose the sword came in contact with the mess, and then a person and the same sword happened to be in the same eyal. So it doesn't become tamei. Only vis-a-vis tumas mage, we apply the halacha of cherev arik cholol. But vis-a-vis tumas mase, so even though mess himself can be mitame mase, can be mitame be'el, but the cherev arik cholol can only be mitame b'mage like a mess, but it cannot be mitame b'mase or al de'eya like a mess. Why? There is no svare. The answer is, because the things are sakosov, it's not his svare. So in the chaboya lo chidushi, the Torah says, v'chil asher yigal tnei asode v'chalal cherev oi v'meis oi v'etzem odom oi v'kover yidush v'esyamim. Yigal! So this is a kosov of cherev arik cholol that is implicit in this posik deals with yigal. It doesn't deal with yiso or with eya. The Ramban in Chumash is chilek on the Ramban. But the Ramban holds, but he still agrees with the general approach of the Ramban. Because the Ramban says that in this there's a course of chila shayiga upniya sode is included not only tumas mage, tumas masels. So memele, even vis-a-vis tumas mase, we apply, according to the Ramban in Parsha Chukas, we apply the aloche of cherev arik chol. But vis-a-vis tumas eyal, the Ramban is also made it to the Ramban. So again, he follows the same approach, because in lechobayel chidusha is a special zersakosu. So memele, it is limited by the situation of that posik. By this, so since the posik deals with yiga, the Rambam says it only applies to tumas mag. The Ramban holds that this applies to masa too, but eyalah teisves in chum dafayim veis, and also in nozir, in the nuns. So Teis Veshite is
I mean, that's if the Rambam and the Ramban didn't hadn't been chilek, so one would be disposed to assume like this was, that the aloche of cherev arayik cholo applies to all the tumes of emes, to mage, to maset. Anyway, I'm mentioning that to point out that we see from the Rambam and the Ramban that this aloche of cherev arayik cholo is not, does not imply that the cherev that touched the mess is to be treated like the mess himself. No, it is limited by the situation of that posik. Now the posik refers to mage, so the Rambam says it only applies to mage. It doesn't apply to maase or tovei. So memele, it's still a very big chiddush. But it seems that from this Rashi, it seems Rashi on the contrary. I mean, not as I said before. Before I said that, because without this Rashi, we have to say that. But it seems that Rashi Shite is like the Rambam, that the aloche of Charavari Kocholol applies to all klishetev. To all klishetev. So, memele, the question is, why does Shmuel say Davke Koshro Bishal Sheles? Why shouldn't it apply to kosher, with the chutas havel, or the beget? Kosher with the beget. So Rashi says, he explains Gemara b'dov hashin mamido. Kileim hashin irogil ha'amid bo. In other words, kimila vatches. Why does Rashi says, kileim hashin irogil ha'amid bo? Why doesn't Rashi say because it's not maimit? Because it's not stable? The answer is chutas harbol not doesn't mean dafke chutas harbol not. You suppose it's a very heavy string made out of a baguette, and it is very stable. Suppose it is as stable as ishal shal ishal barza. So even in such a case, if it's kosher, So it wouldn't be maybe the tum. We wouldn't apply the aloha of chera alcohol. So Rashi says, why? Because it's not the regulus of people to use a chutasarabal, or even if it's a heavy chutasarabal, that is very said stable, but it's not the derech of people to be maimid with the chutasarabal. The derech is to be maimid with shalshol shal barza. So, kalim ha'shinirogil ha'amid bo. In other words, since the Torah mentions the gzeras ha'kosov of cherev arayu kocholo in connection with cherev, so that means chola she'igal tnei asode b'chalal cherev. In other words, so here in the Torah tells us chola she'igal b'cherev, and the cherev is used in connection with the mess, unfortunately, by wicked people. So memele, it applies only to a kele that came in contact with the mess in the course of its ordinary use. But if a kele, even a klimatres, would come in contact with the mess not in the course of its ordinary use, but in the course of an unusual use, so then the aloha of cherev arayik cholo doesn't apply. It's a big finish, but that's how it seems for Rashi. Alright, with that, we'll be able to answer the kasha of Tesis. Now let's see what Tesis says. Tesis has another girsi here. Kosh rabi dover amamido meivilo tum. Pires bekum tres. Kigen shereishi echot beil ames. Vilo yitochi. Chode di mai koma lafuket mishmuel. Mai shai choholi di shmuel. Do oso mush mecherev arayik cholo. Vilo yishum kshire. Void a mai kotone kosho. Afila shalsholes minachas lasvino beloy kshires meir. So why davke kosho? So, but if we say like this in Rashi, so then we can answer the kashi. Because if it is kosho, so then it came in contact with the eel in the course of the ordinary use. But if it wasn't kosho, so it didn't come in contact in the course of the ordinary use, so why should it be meir? Veid lashminon behed yed cherev arayik cholo. Viloshin avoy astume namali shaya b'chai gam. Vinirel Rabbi Nishmuel, dule garsinon mei vilo es atume. Elo mei vio es atume.
and mevira satome. Umishnehi beferik ches de olis. Vireishet harbo vekotone. Elo loy mevim veloy chetzitzin hazroim voy fapareach vitalis amnatefes usvino shishot al pnei amayim. Peirushim yesh mitachtero meis mitzadechot. Vitaro mitzadachir and mevira tumo mitzadzel mitzadachir. Delo yichshivei al kibim shem naanim tomi. Vekotone dim kosho bidovar amamido mevira satimu. ומפור שמואל והוא שקושרו בשלשוי של ברזל ולאו דווקא נוקת של ברזל לקלימה שקשורו בחיזק עד שאינו מסננעס וזוזו מקיימו so he has a different gears Teisves and according to Teisves it means that the shalsheles was used as the air so we apply that so Mimele he says is so it has nothing to do so he says veloy kasim on li yentum hu dikhsi bchol kharav al khol vi shibish vi el mishmino kachal shloi shel balzel to lema di time mishmino kharav al khol el kasin an han mil li yentum di bin neil shi noch li gambe aber gab shabe shatam u mishim rishu sachas bkhut asavsa khut asavsa so that was according to Tesis you are not geres kharav al khol. And here is another aloche altogether. That aloche is that in order to serve as an eil that is maybe tume, so it has to be stable. And some mele if it is shall kosher bishal shol so barzel so in the misnanas and it's stable, so then it can serve as an eil. But if it's something else. So then, and the shapes is dovashin mamido. So memele, it cannot be mitamei aldeya. It cannot be mitamei aldeya. All right. Now I want to give a shiur in your day, just in five minutes. But I just want to tell you. I mean, I have to say b'shem Emrei. This pshat in the Rashi, so I heard from my son Rav Meisha. Be a very short shiur because I want to give a shiur in Taruves. So we'll just finish Hazerik and then Tuesday, Bezos Hashem, will start Hamatzniya. Alright. Hazerik v'nizrak, mi'achash yotzuson miyode, kol to achia, kol to kelev oy shenisri for pota. Hazerik v'shegeik, v'nizkar shu shabbos. מאחר שיוצא סואב ומיודי וקדם שתנוח כל תחת רשא, I'm saying רשא כל תחת כוסל כדאיתך כוסל כדאיתך I mean רשא that is meaning that whenever there is a סל כדאיתך פשט in the Gemara and the Maskone so in the Mishnah he explains it according to סל כדאיתך I mean רשא he was very zoyer in that. So, kosal kedaitoch la'acha sheniska ze kol ta'ache havel ishnaim sheosuz. As a matter of fact, someone should give a hashkofish here just on that. Why Rashi was makpit to explain the Mishneh dafke according to the Havamine? I mean, many times. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Kveger, I once mentioned it. So Rabbi Kveger, at the beginning of Yitzias HaShabbos, so he has a kashe against Rashi and against the Raven Bertinore. So he says against Rashi, it's no kashe because that's the derech of Rashi to explain it according to the Havamin of the Gemara. But the kashe is against the Raven Bertinore. So I mean, so that was Rashi did it for a reason. But anyway, so Rashi here says kosal kedaitoch le'acha sheniska ze kol ta'achir. In other words, if one was Zerik, and so according to the Salke Daitoch of the Gemara, the Pshat is Hazerik, and even though it's Niska, and it was Kol Ta'acher or Kol Ta'kelev, so he's Poter because Kol Ta'acher, Kol Ta'kelev. But if it hadn't been Kol Ta'acher, Kol Ta'kelev, if the Anoche had been a real anoche, so in spite of the fact that it was niskar, he would be chayiv. This is what the Mishnah is saying according to the to the kosal gedaitach. So kosal gedaitach lachas sheniska ze kol ta'achir. So he spot there. So he spot there because it's kol ta'achir. But if it hadn't been kol ta'achir, it would be mechuyev, even though it's niska. But he's poter on account of the fact that it's called Tachir. So what if it's called Tachir? So he says, Haveli Shnaim Shosu. Because since it's called Tachir, so he's poter because it's Shnaim Shosu, because the Anoche was done by another person. Uchigein Shenekamim Keili Vikibe. Because the Gemara says that there is a distinction between Omad Bim Kemei, if Ruvin, let's say, throws a ball to Shimon, and Shimon stands passively in his place, and then the ball falls into Shimon's hand passively, Shimon is not Eikam Bim Kemei, then Ruvin is Chayev, because then it's considered that the Hanochet too was done by Ruvin. Shimon was passive. But if it's Okamim Kemei, so Shimon was active, so then it's Shnayim Shosu. So Mimele, here, when it says Kol Ta'achir, that is Poter, so it's because it's Shnayim Shosu, because the one who threw did only the Akire, he didn't make the Anoch. So when is it that it's Shnayim Shesu Kin Shinekamim Kemei Likibel? Because if it would be Omad Bim Kemei, then he would be Chayev, Ruvin would be Chayev. Oy she kol to kelef. Now Rashi is explaining. Oy she kol to kelef bifiv di lahava anoche di binomokim dale di spota. Now why does Rashi say Oy she kol to kelef? Because it's not imokim choshuv of dalet al dalet. Now, why shouldn't it be poter on the basis of shnayim shesu? I mean, shnayim shesu doesn't mean dafke two human beings. Suppose an odom and the kelev. So it's also shnayim shesu because the reason as to why shnayim shesu is poter because each one does mixas miloche. So inochaname, in the case if the kelev would be nekamim kemei, so then Rashi doesn't have to resort because the pair of the kelev is not in mokim choshuv, in akim choshuv. So then he would be poter because ishnaim shosu. But in respect to kol to kelev, so we don't have to limit it to the case of nekamim kemei. So even if the kelev was emid bim kemei, it would still be poter. Why? But then it's not a ptur of shnayim shesu. Then it's a ptur because the anoche was not an imokim choshev. All right. The anoche mikumodali du poter. Now, zohar class is chaburo. Bein bi odom, bein bi behemo. Viniskar atchel inasis chaburo, poter. Poter. Ze aklau. Kol chayov yechatoi sin chayovin ad shetehei tchiloson viseifon shgogo. Tchiloson shgogo viseifon zode. Tchiloson zode in viseifon shgogo. Pturin ad shetehei tchiloson viseifon shgogo. Now, Sigmor is a kash. Hazir ibn Iska. Ma'achash yotzim yode. En kol ta'achir. En kol ta'achir. So he's put here. So it's mashma. That the reason is why it's poter because kol ta'achir. But suppose it wouldn't be kol ta'achir, it would be a real anoche, he would be chayev, in spite of the fact that it's niska. But the question is, even if it's nocho, not kol ta'achir, or kol tokele, or nisrifo. And he throws the ball. So it's still in his hand, so it's still within his control. So when do we say? In other words, so Rav Kana is saying that the whole halacha of niska, that is poter, it doesn't apply to Zerik. Why? So according to Ravane, we don't pass like Rav Kana. But according to Rav Kana, so when someone is Zerik, Daladam is Bershus Arabim, or is Zerik, Mishus Ayoch, Mishus Arabim. So the whole Maisavere is done at the moment when the ball, let's say, is detached from his hand. Because after that, he doesn't do anything, and it's not within his control. So in other words, so the Maisavere,
So the Maisa Aveire is done when the ball is detached from his hand. Because by throwing the ball out of his hands, he thereby sets the natural forces in operation. So then his Maise is done, takes place at this time. So Mele, even though after the ball came out of his hand, so it was detached from his hand, before the Anoche took place, he was Niskar, it doesn't matter. It's not considered as Tchilosei, Bishgogo, Visefe, Bemezit, because the Maisa Aveira is done. The Maisa Aveira is done at the time when the ball is detached from his hand. Now, it is similar to what the Muki Yosef says in Bava Kamma. Now, the Muki Yosef in Bava Kamma asks, is a very strange kashi. He asks a kashi, according to Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, the Tishem Mishum Chitzo. So in other words, so if a person sets a fire, makes a fire in his house, in his yard, and then the fire spreads, and his mazik is considered as if he threw a chetz, and the chetz was the damage, the injury, the damage. So yes, the kashe, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, how is one allowed to bench licht Friday afternoon? After all, he benches licht, so he sets fire to the candle. The woman sets fire to the candle. A very strange kashe. So he says, and then the candle keeps on burning on Friday night. Yishim shim chitzof. So it should be considered as if he was mavir on Shabbos. I mean, if somebody asked it, so he would say, I mean, this is no kashe. But the Muki Yosef has that kashe. So the Muki Yosef gives it teretz. So the Muki Yosef says that the reason is why it's muter to bench licht Friday, even though the candle keeps on burning on Friday night on Shabbos, because if we say Ishem Shem Chitzov, so it is just like someone who throws a chetz. Like someone who throws a chetz to kill someone. So in other words, so then the to kill or to behave in someone, he mentions both. So in other words, so then his maise is done the moment the chetz is detached from his hand. His maise is done at that time. In other words, so Mele, here too, Ishem Shem Chitzov, but the avore by the person, by the woman, takes place Friday afternoon, even though it keeps on burning for a very long time, Now, so Mimele, according to Rav Kane, so Zerik Daledames Birshus Arabim, or Zerik Mishayochadishus Arabim, is analogous to someone throwing a chetz to kill a person. So, what does the Muki Yosef say? That the whole Maisa Aveira takes place when the chetz is detached from his hand. Even though the person, it hits the person, let's say, 2 minutes later. But when is he considered to do the Maisa Vitziche? Not when the chetz hits the person, but when the chetz is detached from his hand. Let's say, suppose someone will throw a chetz to kill a person, and he is a person who is itim cholim vitim shet. So sometimes it can fluctuate in minutes. So 1 minute is a pikeach, and the next minute he might be a shet. So suppose the moment when the chetz was detached from his hand, so he was a pikeach. Then when the chetz hits the person, the victim, he's already a sheite. So he'll be chayiv mise. And then, of course, you cannot be done him as long as he's a sheite. But then again he's a pikeach. So Bezdin will be able to be done him. And you cannot say, well, part of the Maisa Aveira was done when he was a sheite. No, the Maisa Aveira was done when the chetz was detached from his hand. So according to, of course, I'll leave the maskon of the Gemara, by Zirik Daledames B'Shus Arabim, it's not like that. So the Maisa Aveira less from the time he makes the akire, the ball is detached from his hand, until the time when the Anoche takes place. But according to Rav Kane, Ziri Daldamish's Rabbim is analogous to it. Is analogous to it. Omer Rav Kane Seifa Ason Lilachte Umisne. When does the Seifa say that by Zerik? That by Zerik. So if it is Niska, so it's not there, if it's still within his control. So Mele, even though according to Rav Kane by Zerik, the Maisavere takes place the moment Teshvam is end, so it's only the regular Zerik, where the moment that the ball is detached from his hands, so it's beyond his control. So then his act is finished. Mashein Kein, if he still has strings attached and he can control it, he can defeat, I mean he can stop this act of Zriket Aladames, so then the Maisavere ends when the Anochet takes place. Alright. So Seif and Asel Lachnu Misne. So why only because is Niskar is poter? Even Loi Niskar, even if he had remained Ishegik all the time, he would also be poter. He would also be poter because it's Agde Biyodei. It's Agde Biyodei. So the Gemara says, Kigain, so it's not a Yitzoy. So the Gemara says, Kigain she Nishavin las Ishaburho. In other words, if it's Lachto Misne, and the score of its Hoye of Dalet Amel, so then even if it's not Niskar is Potter because it's Agde Biyodei. But suppose he tried to make Habure with the ball, let's say, and the ball was attached with a string to a Yosef, and he threw that ball to be make Habure, and he made the Habure, but before it hit the person, so he was Niska. So then he's Potter only because he's Niska. But suppose he wouldn't be Niska, he would remain Shegik all the time, he would be Chayev. Because in Itzoye there is an Indian of Agde Biyodei, but not Legabe Chabur. So, Kishama Chabur. Honamet in Yone, Haziri classes Chabur, Ben Godem, Ben Behemo, Viniski Rachel in Asis Chabur, Potter. So why does he have to say it here? Elo Marove, Bimavir. So when does the Mishneh say Bimavir? So at this moment, so Rove is also assuming that Zerik Dalet Ames, so the Maisavere is completed the moment the Chifetz Hanizrak is detached from his end. So when does the... So Memele, even though it's Niskar before the Anoche, but his Maisavere takes place now. Takes place now. So it's after the completion of the Maisavere. If ultimately, of course, if the Anoche doesn't take place ultimately, so then it's a Gloy Milsel Mafreya. I mean, that there was no Maisavere of Zaldames. But if ultimately there is Anoche, so then it's determined that the Maisa Avere of Itzoy Daledames, of Zoy Daledames, took place the moment the Chifetz was detached from his end. So even though it's Niska, he's still Chayev. But when does the Mishnah say that if Niska is Potter b'Mavir, so by Mavir, it's within his control. He can stop at any footstep, he can stop before he reaches the limit of Daledames. So Mimele, the Maisa Avere, his Maisavere does not end until he stops at the end of the Ledamas. Mavia. Vozea klaudik tonas ikikotones. So now the Gemara is chazir. And Rove is chazir. Eloma Rove. Tarte kotone. Hazeri vinizra viniska. Miachashiyotzi somiyode. Inamelo iniska. Vikolta achi oi kolto kelev. Oi shenisri for poter. Oi shenisri for poter. So Rove says now, no, that by Zerik Dalet Ames, so the Maisavere continues until the Anoche takes place. So Mimele, if it will be Niska, even though it's beyond his control, so it's considered Meizit. So it's Chilosi Bishgogo Visefi Bimeizit, he's Potter. And the Mishneh says two things. First of all, the Mishnah says, Azir Gviniska, period. So he's Potter. even though there is a real anochi. And then Veniska Machajosim Yodei. So he spotta. And then the Mishnah mentions another case, Kolto Achia, Kolto Kelev, Oishenisri for his spotta, even though it was not Niska. Two separate things. Tatutan, Hazei Regviniska. Now let's see the Rashi. דארדורים של יין שתיח ונעשה בשני הקולים שהדארדורים תלויים בהם בשני צידך המאיר ומחברים בי הדארדורים שיחסק זה זה ומאס נחבל תלויים המליסיק מסעיפה אלו בזיריק לך תעקושה בחבל קוטן כי דארקי ויחס החבל ביודי ושניסקה רואה ביודי לחס החבל לעקב זריק לחתה שלא יתנוח. The important thing is ציורים, there can be many ציורים. The important thing is that when does the aloche of Niska apply? That if it's Niska is poter because it's safe is mazid only if it's within his control. So shall into hilkach losi shege we safe mazid to poter. Avol zorak tzreir v'chifes kishkeniska im biyol akve, so it's beyond his control. So the ma'isavir was completed already. Kulei shegeku v'niska diktone bereishi ashminen ribusi. The Afal gav the Niska lo imifta mechatos Elohim kin kolto acher okel upachino lechto misnei de biode vafilu kule milse sheik le mechayim dein kan zrike without Niska his potter. So the Gemara says in och name ligabi zeireik of lachte u misne, so even without Niska his potter. But the Mishnah is reference to Chabura kish nisham vas Chabura b'tchlosi b'shgog ha-shabes v'niska rachel nases Chabura ולאילון בלכת ומיסטה, וכן שנסחבין לעסיס חבורי, דהי משום סחירהו דמיפתה, שהויו ביודי להרזיה, נמצא סייפי זודי, הולוי נזכה חייב, ואף על גב דאגד ביודי, דחיובי לב משום זריקהו, אלו משום חבורי. Now, couldn't you ask a kashe against the Mukhi Yisif from this Gemara. Here the Gemara is saying that if somebody is making his throws, let's say bow, to make a chabur, so then if it's niskari spot. So why is it potter? Because seifei is b'meizit. But Mukhi Yisif says that when one, and he applies it to Melach HaShabbos, that when one, let's say, throws a chet, so the his all maise takes place the moment the chet detached from his head. When one makes fire and is in his courtyard, so the whole maise avore takes place at that moment on Friday afternoon. Not when it burns Friday night. So that's the reason as to why he's not considered a mavia. And what is mavia? Mavia is mishimeloche. So, and here chabure is also mishimeloche. So what is true of mavia? That when you are mavia before Shabbos, so then it's considered that everything was done by the person before Shabbos, and even though the candle keeps on burning on Shabbos, so it is not considered to be Mavir on Shabbos. So here too, the moment he throws the ball, so Mimele, so the whole Chabure is done the moment the ball is detached from his hands, even though the Chabure by the ball takes place, let's say, 5 minutes later. So Mimele, so it's not safe be mazid. It is trilot safe be sheik. The answer is, when does the Nemukhi Yisif say that the whole Maisavere is completed, is done by him at the moment when it is detached from his end. Or the fire, the moment he makes the fire in the courtyard, where he puts something in operation and he sets the natural forces in operation. In other words, you make a fire in your courtyard, so then it's beyond his control. So you set the natural force in operation, and he doesn't have any control over them. So when you make a fire, you can stop the wind from the ruach mitzuyo from spreading the fire. So Memele, since he has no control over the natural forces, so his maase is completed. Mashenken, if he has strings attached, so and he has a control to frustrate his act. So in other words, he did not set the natural forces in operation. So then his maase is completed when let's say the ball will hit the person. Oh, he hit the behemoth, I mean, he'll make the chabur.
Right. Yes. Rashi dealing in a case where it's not
Og de B'yodeh. No, it is Og de B'yodeh. But the Gemara's kashi was, as far as Itzoi is concerned, so if it's Og de B'yodeh, he should be potter even if it's Loin Naiska. So the Gemara gives the teretz, no, we are discussing chabure. So chabure, there is no union of Og de B'yodeh. But it is Og de B'yodeh. There is no ptur of Og de B'yodeh in chabur. All right. Now, Hobehedikotonol, Masnism Zakal Kochel Misachitos, Elomarobe, Zaklaw, Mavir Albami, which is Rabbi, Viniska Kinem Shevir Daladamisosi, Shoyobilami, the Mokim Shiniska, Avalzirik Limifta Bisphere, Avalzirik Limifta Bisphere, Vokatone Zaklaw as Rikitonol, Direly Illuminate Bizeriklas Habor, Vistam Zirik Limifta Bisphere, Heche Masnik Avizaklaw, Elomarobe. Elo marot. Reish mila mila katona. Vital katona. Hazir gniska na maloy niska mikol taache. Voda tone klol la suye mav. Now Ravashi omar chasur emechzer vora katona. Hazir reik viniska ma chasiyot somiyot. Kol taache o kol tokel vishinisri fo pota. Ho nocho chayev. Bame dvor mamurim shechoza vishochach. So then there is no ptur of niska. אבל לא יזכור משוכח פותר שכל חיובי חטויס אין חיובי עד שתחילוסון וסייפון שגוגו זה לא שנגמור איז תחילוסון וסייפון שגוגו תחילוסון וסייפון שגוגו אלו חסור המחסר אולי לא מחודק אותו שחוזר ושוכח קידם שתנוח so רשי explains it שחוזר ושוכח קידם שתנוח. So, if you want, you could be midayik from Rashi's Loshen. You could be midayik from Rashi's Loshen that as long as it's chozar v'shochach, kedem shetanuach, even though he was niskar in the course of part of the Daled Ames, minimum that is necessary. So he's still chay. Now, if this is Rashi's kavone, so then it would be muchach, not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that all the dam is b'shus rabim. So the akira is an integral part of the ma'isavere. The hanoch is an integral part of the ma'isavere, and the crossing of the daladames, the passage through the daladames, is also an integral part of the ma'isavere. Is also an integral part of Maisavere. Now, here, so Rashi, if you are going to be midayik from Rashi, that Rashi says, Shechozar vishochach kidim shetanuach. Masheinke, but if it is shochach kidim shetanuach, even though the Hanoche was at the end of the Aladamis, not only at the end of six Amis, so is Chayev. So then, you could be midayik, not like Reb Chaim. Because if we say like Reb Chaim, so even if it will be chozav v'shochach kidim shetanuach, but he only traveled for Ames, and just a second before the Anoche, at the end of Daled Amis. He was Chozav Vishochach, so he's Chayev. But the question is, but it wasn't during part of the Maisa Avera. During part of the Maisa Avera, he was amazed. Let's say, he threw a ball. And then the ball, after the ball had passed two Amis, he reminded himself. And then the ball continued to pass for another two Amis. And before it stopped, the ball rested, he forgot again. So then, Rashi is saying that he's Chayev. Why is he Chayev? Because it was Sevi Sevei Bishgogo. So, but the question is, Monefshech, if it's not Sevi Bishgogo? So he's Potter, why? Because part of the Maisa Avere did not take place in the state of Shgogo, took place in the state of Mezid. So even if he forgot before the Anoche, but still, two Ames it passed while he was in the state of Mezid. So why? So if you want, you can say, all right, Rashi is not like Reb Chaim. And as a matter of fact, I mentioned that there seems to be a machlekes Rishonim, Tosfos and Chiddush Aran, but there is no hechach from Rashi, because Rashi says shechozav vishochach kinim shetonuach. Rashi might have referenced to a case, as the Gemara discusses, when it was with shegik shtei ames and mezid shtei ames, and then shegik again shtei ames. So if it is shochach, kingdom shetonuach, so then he's chayev, because then he did the maisavere, the shio maisavere, be in a state of sheigeik, because the akire was in a state of sheigeik, the anoche was in a state of sheigeik, and even though for two ames, so he was amazed, but then there were, for four ames, he was a sheigeik, so mele, there is no echach. However, from the Rambam, so from Rashi there is no hechach one way or the other, but from the Rambam's Loshon, the Rambam Perik Aleph Milcha Shabbos Halacha Yates Kol Oisei Melacha B'Shabbos Miktsosa B'Sheyik U'Miktsosa B'Zodin בין שהזית ולפסיף שוגג, בין ששוגג ולפסיף הזית פוטר. עד שיעשה שיר המלוכו כולו, מתחילו ועצוף. You see, the Loshon HaGemara here is, שתהי תחילוסון ויסויפון שגוגו. So תחילוסון ויסויפון שגוגו could be explained as long as at the time of the Akira is Shgogo, the time of the Anoche is Shgogo. And even though in the interim, throughout the passage of the Daled Ames, so he was amazed, so he's chayev. It could be explained that way. And Rashi could, certainly Rashi, you could explain Rashi in view of the fact that Rashi says kedem shenuach. But the Rambam, in the Rambam, there is no ambiguity in the Rambam, because the Rambam says, the Rambam says, not chilosom v'seifon shgogo. But the Rambam says, so he says, ad sheyase shir hamelocho kulo, mitchiloso v'atzeif. So when is he chayev? When is he chayev? When does the Gemara say? When does Rabbi say chayev? When it says shtei ames b'sheigeik, shtei ames. When does Rove say chayev? Shtei ames b'sheigeik, shtei ames b'meizit, shtei ames b'sheigeik. So he was in a state of shgogo throughout the four ames, but if he was in a state of meizit through, in the course of the passage of the bull, the chayfetz, over the Daled Ames, but the trio was b'sheigeik and the seif was b'sheigeik, then he's not chayev. So the Rambam is explicit. Ad sheyase shir amlocho kulo mitchilo v'atzeif b'zodein v'hakach yeh chayev kores v'im yeh b'nasroi chayev skilet. Oy sheyase shir again. The Rambam re-emphasizes. Oy sheyase shir amlocho kulo. He's madgish. Shiyom locha kulo bishgoga mitchilo vatzeiv v'akach yeh chatus kvo. Now, let's see.
This halacha is mentioned in two places in the Chashgogis. Oh, Perek Beis in the Chashgogis halacha Aleph. Ein odom chayef chatos al shgogosei ad sheyeh shegek mitchilo vatzov, not bitchilo veisev. The Loshna Gemara is bitchilo veisev, so you could explain it, but the interim doesn't matter. No, he says ad sheyeh shegek mitchilo vatzev. Now, Perek Vov mil Chashgogis halacha Ches. Ochel kochotzi zayis, v'nidalei, v'chotzar v'shochach, v'ochel kochotzi zayis, acher, v'helem sheini potter. In other words, he passed us like the Rabbonu of Rav Gamliel, that yesh yidiyah l'chotzi shio, sh'ar nidalei b'ntayim, v'yesh yidiyah l'chotzi shio, v'chin v'kosaf v'isachas v'shabes v'shgogo v'nidalei, v'chotzar v'shochach, v'kosaf v'shniyo, smucho v'helem sheini potter mekom chatos, v'chin kol yis v'ze, v'chin im heitzi shtei ameis b'shegeik, u'shtei ameis b'meizid, u'shtei ameis b'shegeik, im bizrik echayev, loy mipnei shein yediyah l'chotzi shiyo, elo mipnei shein biyod l'arziro, lifichoch lo yediyah l'yilo l'yidiyah shemitayim, vim bavor epota. So he says, so he only mentions chayev only in a case where it was shtei ames b'shegik, shtei ames b'meir, shtei ames b'shegik. In other words, so there is a shiyo of dalet ames in the state of shegik. So from the Rambam it appears, from all these l'shines Rambam, like Reb Chaim, that the etzem passing through the Dalet Ames is an integral part of Ma'aseh Avera. And from Rashi there is no hechech to the contrary. Alright, now. Shechoza, now let's see the Rashi. Chasura me'achsalem chodek tonu. Shechoza v'shochach kedem shetonuach. V'havalei t'chilosei v'seifei shgogo. V'ashminon. Niska d'tonu b'le ribuse. D'afal gav d'havi yediya bintayim. D'afal gav the Havi Yediyah Bintayim, and the Rabbonon of Rav Gamliel say, Yesh Yediyah L'chotzi Shiyo, so Mechayev. Because in this case, is in Yediyah L'chotzi Shiyo. The Haine, Sheim B'yod El Harza. The Haine, Sheim B'yod El Harza. So that's the Gemara, the next piece of Gemara. Alright. Now, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Chayov V'chatois, Itmar, Shtei Amis B'Sheigek, שתי עמיס במזיד, שתי עמיס בשגיק, רבו מפותר, רובו מחייב. רבו מפותר, אף רב גמליאל דאמר, ידיע לחוצי שיעור, הוסו מודחי כגומה, שיעור בשגיק כגומה. So, he was שתי עמיס בשגיק, שתי עמיס במזיד, שתי עמיס בשגיק. So, רבי says פותר. Now, in order, I feel Rav Gamliel Domar and Yediyah L'chotzi Shiyo. It's a machlek, it's Rav Gamliel and Rabbonon. Suppose he writes, now the Shiyo of Tkei Seif to be Chai V'chatos is two aces. Suppose he wrote one os and Shabbos B'sheik. Then, after he finished writing one os, and before he wrote the other os, he reminded himself that it's Shabbos. There was a Yediyah. Then he forgot again that it's Shabbos. And he wrote another os. So Ram Gamliel says, "En yidiyah lechotzi shiyo." So since the yidiyah took place in respect to lechotzi shiyo ksive, so that yidiyah is not mechalik the two ksives into two shgogis, even though there was an intervening yidiyah, because the yidiyah of lechotzi shiyo is not mechalik into two shgogis. In order to be chayev, both ACS have to be written in one state of oblivion, of shgog. But if it's two shgoges, so then it's not chayev echatos. So Ram Gamliel says, even though there was an intervening idea, so that is not mechaliket into two shgoges. So it's one shgog. So en yidiyah l'chotishiyo. The Rabbonon say, yesh yidiyah l'chotishiyo. So Rabbi says, Rabbi Mapota. אפילו רב גמליאל דאמר אין ידיע לחצי שיעור. So ממילא here too we should say that it's one shgogo, because when did he find out that it's Shabbos? After he threw it, after the ball passed, after he carried it, I mean, because after he carried the chayfetz, after he carried the chayfetz for two ames, so after the chotzi shiur was done, so memele, that's no yediyeh. So if it's no yediyeh, so memele, it is not michalik et into two shgoges. So it should be chayev. It's one shgogo. So still he says pota. אפילו גם לא דומה ידי חוזי שיעו הוסו מודחי כגומה שיעורי בשיגי כגומה אבל הוכה דיבימי זדלוהי ובמאי איביזרק שיגיקו. What does it mean איביזרק שיגיקו? But the Gemara, the maskon of the Gemara was that even Bizeirik is considered mezit, even though it's beyond his control. So Tesis explains it. ומאי ביזרק שיקו, אף על גב דחי גומה שיעור במייזית גומה, מכל מוקים, כיוון דבתחיל הזריקה ושיגיק, ויוכל להחזירו, ובאנוכה נאמה שיגיקו, חושיב כאילו מתחילו והצייב, הווה חודש גוגו. When do we say that the idea can be מחלקת into two shgoges? If it's an account of the idea, he could stop the act. But if it's beyond his control, let's say he throws a ball, it's beyond his control. So his idea cannot make him stop the act. So mimele, the idea has no relevance. And such a idea cannot be mechaliket into two shgoges. So it's one shgogo. Elo bimav. So when Rabbi says, Potter, he has reference to Mav. Rove omachayev, vaafil rabbonon de amre yeshidia lechotzi shio. So it's two shgoges. So here too, since it's niskar by the middle, two ames. So why should it be chayev? It's two shgoges. I mean, the first two ames and the last two ames involve two shgoges. So how can we chayev chatos? V'afil rabbon dam reish lechazishia hosumud biyode. When he writes one os and then he reminds himself with Shabbos, so it's biyode to stop the act, not to write another letter. So mimele the rabbon say yeshidi lechazishia and it's michalik et into two shgoges. Aval hoche, deim biyodei, let's say in Zeirek, soloi, so mimele is chayev, because it's one shgogo, uvmai bimavir, hare biyodei, alo bizeirek. So in other words, what does it mean? There is no machlekes between Rabbe and Rove, because there is no machlekes. Rabbe, who says poter, has reference to mavir, and Rove, who says Chayev, has reference to Zerik. I mean, that's the pshat of all the Rishenim, except that the Miri mentions a Yeshemri, that they say there is a Machlekes, the Miri rejects it, and that Yeshemri is very difficult. Alright, now let's see the Rashi.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't the Gemara just Tulful Ba'alma, because Rab and Rabba, they're just saying, even if you would say like Rabba, but Allah is like a Chachamim.
Alright, I mean, but the Gemara is saying
maybe
it.
Maybe the Gemara, the real swore of Rabba.
No. I mean, there is no other.
Just to say, the Gemara
there is no Machlekes. There is no Machlekes.
But the Gemara never asked it
Tanoi. No. I mean, the Gemara is saying it. Rabbi and Rove are saying it. That Rabbi says one memory and Rove says another memory. Hore Gassino. No, Itma. Beis ame b'sheig, beis ame b'meize, beis ame b'sheig, rabo m'pota, rovo m'chay. Shtei ames b'meize, sheniska l'achashti, shtei ames r'shenis, v'chozav v'shochach. Beis achenis. The Rambam did come for the Kabbalim. Hosom the Chigoma Shura Bishi Goma. Hakis Beisi is a Beis Alomez Mchai Ramli or Behashni or Nigmarashio. Vafu Bishi, Avaloch Bishteyam Tiris, Shemi Mazit Nigmarashio, Ken Forish Wozlo, Bimavia, Ushteyam Tiris Mazit, Sheiku, Sharim Biodil Akvo, Vichim Shahosa Bishocha Chayev. The Nigmar Meloche Achas Anoche, Sheili Save, Ubisheik, Elo Bimavia, Vichim the Biodil Ami, Bisavi Samis and Toys, Ishtakach the Gmar Shura Bimazit, Hosomu the Biodi, Shalalans of Lichvashnio, Hilka Hosavishochach, so it's Mechalik, because it was within his control to stop the act. But Avol Havali Shogachrite, Lugam Kamais, Avlochim Biodil Arzia, Kishiniska, so his idea doesn't accomplish anything. So it's an irrelevant idea. In other words, since it's beyond his control, so his idea is irrelevant. If it's irrelevant, he cannot be mechalik in two shgogis. Now, I mentioned when we learned the first perek, Yitzias HaShabbos, I mentioned the machlekes between Rab Chaim and Rabele. I mean, they both say the same thing, that the Dalet Ames is an integral part of the Ma'is Avere. But Rebele says that the reason is why the Gemore says, Ravopin says, Zorak mitchilas Dalet l'seiv Dalet. So he emphasizes mitchilas Dalet l'seiv Dalet. But if it's mitchilas Dalet l'seiv Ches, and if it will be Koras Eroin after the Dalet, before the Anoche, then the din of Komlim the Rabnei wouldn't apply. Because then it's a neutral act. It's not part and parcel of Ma'is Aveira. And Reb Chaim's swore was that true, you don't have to be Zeirik Ches Ames, you can only be Zeirik Dalet Ames Yachayev, but if you are Zeirik Ches Ames, so the Ma'is Aveira consists of the passing of all the Ches Ames. Now, from this Gemara, it appears like Reb Chaim. It appears like Reb Chaim. Because here, who he say, Shtei Ames B'sheyik, Shtei Ames, Shtei Ames, Shtei Ames B'meizit, Shtei Ames B'sheyik. So, Rove says Chayev. Rove says Chayev. So, why is it Chayev? For the Ma'is Aveira. So in other words, so why? But in order to be chayev, so the whole Ma'is Aveira has to take place in the state of Shgog. Now, and the middle two Ames, the two Ames that consummate the Dalet Ames, was in a state of mazit. So if we say that when one is Eric six Ames, so the Ma'is Aveira consists of all the six Ames. If he's Eric Dalet Ames, so the Ma'is Aveira consists of four Ames. If he's Eric Ches Ames, the Ma'is Aveira consists of all the Ches Ames. And if he's Eric six Ames, so the Ma'is Aveira consists of all the six Ames. So Mimele, there is, as the Rambam emphasizes, in other words, the whole shiur has to be done in a state of shgog. The whole shiur has to be done in a state of shgog. So here too, it's in a state of shgog. But according to Rebbe Svore, that only the first four Ames is a Ma'is Aveira. And over and above, the first four Ames, that's a neutral act. So why is it Chayev? Why is it Chayev? He cannot be Chayev for the first four Ames. He can be Chayev for the first two Ames and for the last two Ames, but not for the middle two Ames, because the middle two Ames was in a state of Mezid. In a state of Mezid, and the Maskona of the Gemore is not like Rav Kane. The Maskona of the Gemore is that even in Zeirik, where it is beyond his control, but still the Ma'is Aveira continues. It's beyond his control, but the Ma'is Aveira continues. So Memele, if we say like Rebele, so the question is, why is it Chayev? And the Rambam emphasizes that in order to be Chayev, so he has to be in a state of Shgogo, all the four Ames. All the four Ames. So there seems to be a raya, but it's not a raya mochachas. In other words,
when Rabbele says that when one throws chesames, so over and above, beyond the dalad ames, it's a neutral act. So it doesn't mean that the maisavere consists necessarily in the first four ames. There is no more yiches in the first four ames than in the last four ames. The maisavere consists in being mitaltel four ames. But the four ames can be constituted by four ames in continuity, or they can be constituted by four ames, let's say, of first two ames and last two ames, not in continuity. But if the ball had already passed four ames, so then the other ames that it passes is superfluous. It doesn't add anything to the Maisavere. So Memele, it's a neutral act. So Memele, if it's Koroa Siroin, Balechose, if it's Koroa Siroin, Balechose, after the four ames, so we don't say Kom Drabne, because he's not engaged at the time in the Maisavere. It's already engaged in a neutral act. But if for some reason he could not be Chayev for the second two ames, following immediately upon the first two ames, but it could be chayev for the third two ames, because the second two ames he couldn't be chayev. Now let's take another example. I mean, the other example is more poshet than this one. This is not so poshet. Again, let's say a person who is itim cholim vitim sheit, and let's say he can fluctuate. It can fluctuate in a matter of minutes. It can fluctuate. So suppose a person threw a ball, and he was a pikeach, and then it passed two ames, the first two ames. So he was still a pikeach. Then after it had passed two ames, he became a shade, and he was in a state of shtus for the middle two ames. Then, when the third two ames, he was again a pikeach. So even if we say like Rabbele Svore, that after the two four ames, so it's a neutral act. So the pshat is because the Torah requires only a shiur dalad ames. So the fact that it passes beyond the four ames, it's superfluous. It doesn't add anything. It doesn't add to the intensity of the Maisavere. So Mimele, it's a neutral act. But there is no aloche that the Maisavere must consist of the first four ames. The Maisavere can be constituted by four ames of the initial two ames and the last two ames, and not dafke the first four ames in continuity. So Mimele, if in the middle two ames cannot be mitzurev to be mechayevim because he was in a state of ishete, but then in the last two ames he is again a pikeach, so then we can be mitzarev the first two ames and the last two ames. Now that is more poshet. Here, so it was in a state of a maisavere all the time, but in the middle two ames, so he was amazed. But since in order to be chayev, as ishgog, as ishegig, echatos, so he must be in a state of shgogo throughout the four ames. So mimele, the middle two ames couldn't be mitzurev to the first two ames to be mechayev imechatos, whereas the last two ames, so the last two ames can be mitzurev and is chayev echatos. All right. Omar Rabbi, Zorak v'nocha b'fi ha-kelev v'fi ha-kif shon, chayev, v'anan t'nan kol ta'acher kol ta'akelev v'shinisru v'poteh. So, hoson b'le mechavin, hochediko mechavin. So, in other words, so, where is mechavin? So, in other words, so, machshavtei, so, is machshavelei, limoki, hoshav. Omar Rabbi, b'barabai, av'anan t'yon,
יישך לאחי לאחר זו חייבו דלת חטויס, ראש המחות. התומש שאוכל חילה והוא נעשר מן המקדושי בים הכיפור. מים הכיפור. רב מאיר מאיר עמי וויזר שבוס ויציאי בפיו חי. So there it's not for the achile, it's for the itzoye, but the itzoye took place to achile. Omule in Mashe, it's just a coincidence. It's not chayev on the score of the achile. Vamayu in derech itzoye bikach. Why is it chayev? Elokim komechav shchavein machshavte machshav limokim. Ochename kibn di komechavein machshavte machshav limokim. Now I want to give in a few minutes. I want to give a shiur on Tarubis. And Tuesday we start Perek HaMatzniach.